Kindergarten darf ein Sech, der Baba Bass, oder darf Samach Dalt, beginnt mit Alphagin, das Mathe, beginnt mit der Gemara. Dann bei Isaac, da hat er das Ebe Stamakani, that you acquire even without specifying. So, you acquire Umkabiruma. So, Kikvo Yud Fachem, I have it. So, when you have it at a fence or a tent Fachem, what's the difference? Why wouldn't you be kinder? So, Pishpa Kunj Rosh Bam explains, meaning, well, it's not explicitly, but he says, Ibistamakoni, if that in general you acquire Abishalam Alam Nagag, the airspace above the roof. Shugavaya, meaning in other words, this is the raya that we're trying to bring to Rav Dimi. That Mistama, you're not kind of, because if Mistama, you would be kind of Abishalam Alam Nagag, Shugavaya Sar Menagag, which is 10 Tvachim above the roof. And Begama bin Shulamata Menu Yikna, and also the structure that's beneath it, he's acquiring. And the roof, which we're saying that when there's 10 Tvachim high, that is not gonna acquire. And on that, Bain Svar, that's the Gemara saying it's not logical she hefsik bikinyane, that there should be interruption with his kinyan. That he's getting the aver above and building, but not the roof itself. And this is what pushed Rashbam to explain. That this that it says that even though he wrote him the height and the dev, it's not going agag on the roof. Because the koi agag, if it's going the case of the roof, okay, and if that's the case, kinami bistama loikani, so even if you hold like Rav Dimi, that in general you don't acquire, you can still have the same question. Because your cause of the umkabiruma, when he writes for him the depth and height, Kani bin Shalamatim Nagag, he's acquiring the structure beneath the roof, the Aver Shalamala, and the airspace above, Bagag Shemem to Leikani, and the roof that's in the middle, you're not acquired. Shani, and that's what the Gemara answers. Oh, okay. Keeping the Gemara started, Tvachim, Chashim. Okay, no, since it's, you're right, yeah. Since it's significant, the fact that it has a wall, 10 Tvachim around, and it's not going to acquire the roof. You're right, but the airspace above, Kani will acquire. This is where the Rishbam explains. And this is the way you have to explain. Because like Muslim, you cannot say that since you don't acquire the roof, that you don't acquire the airspace, that like how could you have something interrupting in the kinyan in the middle? No, because it's obvious from the Gemara shortly, explicitly. The Amar Bistama, if you say that in general, koni ruma, you acquire the height. Afilikesh hakag gavoya asara, that even the roof is 10 tefachim high. Koni aver lamala meno, you acquire the airspace above it. Adler ki up until the sky. Avagav to lekoni gag. Even though you don't acquire the roof, the parakim dra papa. The Gemara asks from Rapapa, Dama that he says that im rotz levenes lagaba boina, that to say, oh okay, so what's this? What's his almanas? If he wants to build on top, he can build. So gedaitach now. What the Gemara entertained was the Al Gaba, when on top means mamish kam, it means literally on top, and the airspace is above the roof. And we even Al Gaba Amudim, and he'll build on top of the pillar, Shalayach, but Al Kaisal, that it shouldn't weigh down on the walls. Now, if you're going to say that in general, you don't acquire the airspace, so Lamalay Amanas. So then the question was, why do you need Amanas? Pirish. Even without Amanas, you could also build on the upper story in the airspace that's above the roof. Now, if you say that in general, Nami Kani, you also acquire Kishagag Gavayud, that when the roof is 10 Tvachim High, that you don't acquire the airspace above it, because if that's the case, or the gear says, Imkain, if that's the case, Kinami bistama kani, so then even when bistama you do acquire, textually you still have the question, amanas lamali. What do you need amanas for? And because what comes out is that the one who's asking is asking from a logic, that no, it doesn't seem to be logical that there should be something in between the acquisition. And the Gemara is not concerned with that. Like that's what the Gemara is answering. That yeah, you'll be acquired the airspace on top, but you won't acquire the roof. How is the Gemara addressing that concern? So when nearly the fashion appears to the Rita explained, the koya ratio. It's actually going back on the ratio. Meaning even on the case that says Abaloya Sagag, but not the roof. Because the personal L, like we had previously explained, on some Hakimon Bez, Divin Maslahani, Vachi Parachacha. And this is what the Gemara is asking over here. Iyam Rit Bishlema, if you're going to say the Mistam Aloy Kani Kaburuma, that in general, that, like Rav Dimi, that you don't acquire the depth and the height without specifying. Kivin the Betayach Boy Likni Rumo, because with effort, a person has to acquire the height. I said, but it makes sense. The given the gag gavoya sar tvachim, since the roof is 10 tvachim high, to like kana gag, that you don't acquire the roof to be davim mu'ud mispat like kinyan, because with something very little, the kinyan is nullified. To like bottle gag agabayas, because yeah, the roof is not secondary to the house. But if you say the bistamakana, that in general you do acquire, given the knuckle kokach likness is very easy to acquire, and if that's the case, I feel a gag, shesh le maka gavoya sara, then even if a roof that has a fence 10 tvachim high, yikni should acquire, given the ba'ayin yafa, kol kach meicha, since he's selling so generously, that feel bistamakan irumen, that even in general you acquire the height. Shandi Gemara answers, no, lo ilm bistamakan irumen, in general, you're right, you acquire the height. Vafalachi, even so, le mazman le gag, gavoya yud bistama. But in general, the roof that's 10 tvachim high will not be included. Unless you write the depth and height, kim the chasha, because it's significant. That's how the Ri explains. Rabbein Tam Einir Eloi, Masha Pesha Kuntres. Rabbein Tam doesn't like what Rashbam says, that the Yuta, that it's referring to Gag Shesh Lamaka Gavoya Sara Tvachim, that it's a roof that has a wall 10 Tvachim high. Why? Because the Masech L'Shav is Muchach. The Lashon Yuta, which the terminology our Gemara is using, is Hushura, is a row. It's not bazaric, like the Gemara says in Shabbos over the Dav Tzadik Vav, but Ab Shtei Gezuz Tereis, two porches, Zu Keneged Zu B'Shos Rabim, one opposite the other one in the public domain. Hamoishu Bazaric Mizu Lezu, whoever passes or throws from one to the other, part is exempt. Hashtem B'Yuta Achaz V'Chul, if both of them were on the same row, etc., which Mashmat sounds like B'Shura Achaz, on one row, Sheinim Zu Keneged Zu, that's not one opposite the other one. Point moreover, the Ma'id Mepharash Master Papa, this today explains the teaching of Papa. The nafla that it collapses, had the banila, you could rebuild it. But lemash mahachi lishon de rapapa. That doesn't sound like the wording rapapa. The comment that he says, Shem writes a libnais aliyah al gabba abayna. Says if you want to build the second story on top of it, you can build it. The mashma that it sounds like the al gabba mamish shal diuta. That literally on top of it, of the row, of the diuta. However you translate that, which is also part of his machleks. Boy morvish shatok litchik b'lchalik. You have to push and differentiate between hach diuta regarding the sugya here that mentioned diuta. Lehi da bais valiyah. Which Taisis on Dav Samachim on Bezum Mas Hashem mentioned that other sugya that uses the terminology Aliyah, according to Rashbam, you have to make such a differentiation. So Rabbi Rabbein Tam, so appears to Rabbein Tam like this: did you tell Yoina what is that? He shuchas avanim el Yoina. It's actually the upper row of stones, shalchema of the wall, shagag omer aleh, that the roof stands on that. V'kama, and that's what the Gemara says. L'may hechaz akama. For what Allah is he saying, Amanash Yuta Alin Shali, that the upper row is mine, meaning Halo in Yochalasira, he can't remove it in my Raitza if he wanted to, Shukalabai is Mochalik, because he's holding the whole house. And for what is it considered his? Mefarshas Ritavid explains, Shem Raitza Leitzba Zizin, that if he wants to extend rods from there, Maitzi, he could extend it. Pirish, in other words, Al Shura El Yoina, on this upper row. Apishamach, but Abai, even though it's weighing down on the house. Papa, he says, it means Imrotz Livnas Ali Al Gabba Bain. If he wants to build an upper story, then he can build it. Meaning Al Gabi Amud on beams, Shliach Bar Abayis, there shouldn't weigh down on the house. Al Hachbet, but to weigh down, in Rishai, that is not allowed to do. Part of the Gemara asks, Lord Papa, according to Papa, my Zoys and Meres words, mean this is like you're learning this out, you're extrapolating. Davagav Diyoch Livnas Ali Al Gabba, even though you can build an upper story on top of it, Maskinan, but you come out to Umkabarumam, Mistamalikani, the depth and the height we presumably don't acquire. If that's the case, since his words are not effective, to leave over anything in the actual house itself, and it cannot weigh it down. So, what's this like? As if you're extrapolating from this halacha, or from this almanas, obviously his words are effective enough that if it collapses, the hod bonilah, you can rebuild it. And from our Mishnah, we already know the yito loshon mahani that superfluous wording is effective. That we know from a Mishnah. So that was the question of Papa. According to the Zvid, it makes sense, the Zoysa Meres, the Meshai Beguf Abayis, leaving over something in the house itself, that you could use the upper row. and ulamai de maskinan, and this is what the Gemara comes out, that the mistama lekana umik v'ruma, that in general you know you don't acquire just like that the height and the depth. That maskra papa leinyan, that he's coming out the enoughful, that if it collapses had the bani law that he could rebuild it. It's not regarding the upper story. If the house collapses, and the buyer doesn't want to rebuild it, so what comes out that the owner of the upper story can rebuild the first floor, and the upper story on top of beams, like it was in the beginning. And this is where it relates to the other sugya that we said according to Rashbam. And he could live there until he gives the expenses. This is what I'm going to say. What type of relevancy is there? That the house is built beneath the upper story. You're telling me that the house is not built on top of the walls of the house. It's rather on beams that are there in the that are established in the courtyard. Without the house, you could also do that. So Rami Tami says no. That he doesn't want to be always afraid. That the upper story shouldn't cave in, people arts, and will collapse down to the ground. He has a house beneath it. He has a support. But more, but the ramification of this is shali nashib haruach tachas aliyah that you won't have wind blowing beneath the upper story, be scour, and it'll be cooled down. So therefore, it does help that the house is beneath it. Now, because Rabbeinu Tam, typically according to Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation, because damas beperik zebayr and sanin of lamin alf min alf, echrem beduta aliyah. And one says in the upper duta, echrem beduta. One says lower duta. So, Maisabul of Nerebi and Vitzir if Edus and they combine their testimony. Now, the problem is Vid Yuta, and now if Yuta is like he translates Shudas Chaymach, the row of a wall, a row of stone, how did he lend his friend Al Shudas Chaymach on the row of the wall? That's what it's saying. He said it was the upper Yuta, it was the lower Yuta. El Mashma, rather, it sounds like Danu Tikra, it's actually a floor, like Dereshba. But Bashili Kid said Mishtafin in Ervin that Pechas Menafa at the end of Perakit Mishtafin Namish Tanan. It also says over there, Shtei Diutis, Zuka Neged Zu. If you have two Diutis, one opposite the other, Miktasim Asa Uka Vuhulu, some of them made a pit, etc. Again, Lemashba Kalash Shuras Chem, it doesn't sound like Rabbein Tam that it's a row of a wall. A ticker, it sounds like it's a floor, again, the way the Rashbam says it.